always root for Argentina because we might be one of the best. That's all I'm saying.
We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting to the end.
We are the champions, baby. Argentina won the World Cup, and I am so happy. You have no idea how happy I am. But first of all, hello, welcome back to Latina for Real. I'm Liz. And second of all, friends, I'm sorry. Yes, that's a joke we do here because France is second now because Argentina is the one. But yeah, that was a little joke. But anyway, Argentina won the World Cup. It was the best day of my life so far. I've never experienced so many emotions in one day. Like, I experienced a lot in a few hours. And I'm still experiencing a lot of emotions that I have no idea why I still have. Like, I watch videos from the final, I watch videos from the World Cup, and I cry. I see Messi with the cup, and it's just amazing. I have him in my goddamn screensaver. I have him here too. Like, look at him. Look at him. I am so happy for him. It was his lifetime dream. He's about to retire. I mean, not about to, but he has less than 10 years to retire. And this was his one of his biggest dreams to accomplish. Like, he had everything during his career, basically. And he couldn't win anything with the national team, a team that he decided to play for. He could have played for Spain because he grew up in Spain, and he still chose Argentina, and he really wanted this, and we wanted it for him. And I could cry, but I'm gonna try not to. But it's so incredibly hard not to cry because everything about the World Cup makes me cry. But anyway, let me tell you what happened in the day of the final, because it was a roller coaster of emotions. The match was at 12 p.m. my time, and I went to a fan fest. It was this park in my city, not far away from my home, and I went there with a friend and one of her friends, and I didn't want to eat, I didn't want to drink anything, because I didn't want to go to the bathroom, because I know if I drink anything, I just have to pee immediately. And I didn't want to eat because my stomach gets nervous, and I didn't want to feel bad. But bad decision. You should always drink and eat because you might regret it later, which I did. So the match started, the sun was shining brighter than any other day, it was hot as hell, we were sweating, we were dying under that sun. The place was packed, like we were all like right next to each other, and the match didn't end after 90 minutes, no, they went to extra time and then to penalties. And I was like, I really need this to end because I'm gonna die, basically. I needed to drink water. I needed to eat something as well, even though I wasn't hungry. I just wanted to drink something because I was really thirsty. And I was like, I'm gonna suffer and I'm gonna be okay. They're suffering too, we're all suffering. This is gonna be worth it. We're gonna win. And it's all gonna be worth it. So I resisted as long as I could. And when the last penalty was kicked, I wanted to cry so bad. But honestly, I mean, I did cry a little, but it wasn't as much as I would have if I was at home with my family. I did cry, and it was an amazing experience to see everybody there so happy and so emotional. Like, oh my god, it was incredible to live that experience. I cried a little. I couldn't keep it in, basically. But I mean, we stayed there until they gave them the cup and they celebrated, and then after that we started walking to our places, and a lot of people started walking to the Obelisco, which is where everyone was gonna celebrate. And I was like, I need to drink water, and there was no water anywhere because all the stands that were selling stuff ran out of water. They had like sodas, but like, I don't really drink sodas, and there were some beers that they were selling, but I don't drink alcohol, so I just needed to find some place to drink water. And every like shop that I would see, it was filled with people. Everyone was buying beverages, I suppose, and food. So I was like, no, I have to make it home and drink water there. So I walked the blocks that I had to walk, and with the last energy that I had, and I led my friend and her friend to go and eat because they wanted to eat more than drink. When I don't eat for a long period of time, I don't get hungry. It's like my stomach like closes up. But I needed to drink, so I was like, you guys go eat, I don't want to eat, I need to drink water. So I went home and then went to eat, and they went to eat, and as soon as I was getting to the door, basically, I was already tearing up. I entered the first door because it's a building, and then when I was putting the key in the door of my apartment, as soon as I walked in, I just started sobbing my eyes out. I could cry right now thinking about that moment. And I saw my sister, and we just saw each other, and we started crying together, and I hugged her, and we just cried, and then I hugged my mom, and we cried as well, and I just couldn't stop crying. It was crazy. I was like, first of all, I was home, I guess I felt more comfortable to cry my eyes out there. But also, I mean, I watched almost all the games with my mom, and I watched some of them one with my sister, and then I watched them with my sister through text, basically. So yeah, it was a very emotional day. And then I just drank water, a lot of water, and I had to charge my phone because I tried to record a lot and it went almost 0% of battery. So I had to charge my phone if I wanted to record more, because we were gonna go celebrate with the people. And my sister wanted to go, so I was like, okay, we'll just wait for my friend to stop eating. Like, we're gonna wait for her to finish her food, and then we're gonna meet up with her and go. But my sister started to get tired, so she was like, I need to go now because I'm getting tired. I was like, okay, let's go. We'll see my friend later, maybe. So we went. The streets were packed. Everyone was celebrating. We were all happy. It was so incredible to leave that. I'm happy I recorded a lot of things because my memory is not very good. And if I didn't record these things, I don't think I would remember it that well. Or maybe I would, I don't know. But it was really special. It was a day I will never forget. I wish I could have hacked my dad, but he wasn't around and couldn't. But that's the only thing that made the day not perfect. Even though I was dying when I was watching the game, it was still meant to be that way. And you know, the first match that they played in the World Cup, they lost. And I was like worried about them, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna believe that it's gonna happen. So I wrote it down. There's no way I can prove it. I mean, you can say, oh, you wrote it later and then you took a picture. You can believe whatever you want, but I wrote down Argentina will be the World Cup champion. And I was like, I'm gonna believe this is true. So I put the paper down and I stopped looking at it. I tried not to think about it, and it became true. I mean, it's the power of believing that something is true and that something is gonna happen. And a lot of us were believing that it was gonna happen. There were many coincidences between this World Cup and the World Cup of 1986. So we were all like believing that it was gonna happen. Like, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Like, they were like too obvious. Like, we just couldn't believe how many coincidences there were. And yeah, it happened. I think it was the power of manifestation and believing that something is true, because it happened all around the world. And I saw a TikTok that said that the amount of positive energy that Argentina got during this World Cup made Argentina win. I mean, of course the players played the games and they gave their best, but also, I mean, I believe in the law of attraction and assumption, and I think it all worked out together for good. And a lot of people don't believe in that, and that's okay, but yeah, it was very magical, very amazing, and I'm very happy. We're all very happy, and I still cry every day watching videos from that final, watching videos from the World Cup. Just, it was so intense. But yeah, what's the same? Oh, I couldn't make it to the Obelisco because it was like very packed and my sister was getting tired and I was getting very hungry because I didn't eat anything, and I was getting very moody, and I was getting tired as well because I walked a lot. I watched the entire match under the sun and standing up. Like, we were all standing up watching the game, and there were no moments where I could sit down, because if I sat down I wouldn't be able to watch, basically. So it was tough. And then I walked home, and I walked as fast as I could, and of course I started feeling very tired after a while, and I had to get home and eat because I was dying. But yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful, all of it. I wouldn't change a thing. I really enjoyed it, and yeah, I'm very happy for my country. It was a win that we've been needing, because things are not perfect here, and it's nice to win something that we wanted so much. But yeah, now there's a movie that came out about the dictatorship that happened in my country. And that movie won the Golden Globe recently, And we're very excited about that because it might win the Oscar as well. I mean, we're hoping for it, but yeah. And now Shakira, who came out with a song with a very successful producer called Bizarrap, who is Argentinian, they are breaking records. The song is a hit. It's going viral everywhere, and honestly, it's amazing to see Argentinians win. It's beautiful to be a part of this country, and also to be a Latina, to see Shakira succeeding at her age. She wrote something about her success at 45, and honestly, it's beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see her succeeding, and seeing Argentinians succeeding as well. So yeah, that's what happened. December the 18th is always gonna be a part of our history. I try not to cry every time I stop. It's because I want to cry. I'm trying not to. And I got this tattoo. I got the Five of Cups, which is something that comes from the Copa America. Argentina won the Copa America in 2021, which is the first Argentinian title that Leo Messi won. And it was very important to win that. And this card, the Five of Cups, is something that represents believing, basically. Because they were playing this game that they were throwing cards at the table and saying, if I guess it right, we're gonna win the cup. And they had like four attempts, I think. And Leo Messi chose the Five of Cups, and he guessed it in the last try. All his teammates that were playing guessed their cards as well and got them tattooed after they won the World Cup, the Copa America, I mean. And they were all supposed to get a tattoo of their cards if they won the World Cup. So Messi got the Five of Cups, which represents a lot because he lost four finals with the national team, and the Five of Cups, the fifth cup, the fifth final was the World Cup, and he won it. So yeah, it was very magical and insane. And now that before the World Cup began, there was like a lot of people saying that they would get the Five of Cups tattooed if Argentina won the World Cup. So I was like, I'm gonna do that too. So I did it. I got the tattoo, and I'm very happy with it because it represents a lot. It represents not giving up. God damn it, I don't want to cry again. Oh my god. You know, they say that the third time's a charm, la tercera la vencida. But for Messi, it was the fifth time, and his story is a story of not giving up. Not giving up on your dreams. And, oh shit. And he's an inspiration. He's an inspiration for a lot of kids and for a lot of adults like me. So yeah, that's what's been going on. I'm gonna keep crying, obviously, about it because it was a huge moment in my life and in the history of Argentina. So I don't mind crying. I just can't talk when I cry, you know? But anyway, I'm very happy. a lot of people around the world was very happy for the win. I got congratulated by people that I don't even talk to, but I appreciate it. My friend from France said congratulations, even though it was France that we played against. And my friend from Australia was very happy for us, and that made me very happy as well. I appreciate her so much. And yeah, there were people that don't even follow me that remember that I was from Argentina and they came and said congratulations, and that was okay. Thank you. But yeah, in times like this, it's crazy also to see how people I don't want to be negative, but when you share your joy, you want people to share that joy as well. And when you realize that people seeing you happy don't get happy with you, it's a little sad. I'm not gonna deny that. I wish some people that were supposed to be my friends would have said something, but I guess I no longer have many friends on social media. I don't think I have friends on social media anymore, but it's fine. I'm trying not to be sad about it, even though my birthday came and obviously I felt sad about some things. But yeah, year after year I realize I am the responsible of my choices and decisions in life. I just don't know how to be a friend anymore. I am closed off, basically. I don't know how to be a friend. I thought giving and being loving and being present and being someone that they wanted. I mean, I never faked anything. I was just myself. And I guess just giving and realizing that that wasn't enough made me a little closed off right now. So I don't really give much now, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. But I'll figure it out eventually, like we all do. I'm gonna try to do believe in the lucky girl syndrome and say I'm the luckiest girl in the world and try to believe that, and maybe friends will arrive in my life. I don't know. We just gotta be positive, I guess. I'm not very positive about relationships, friendships, and all that because they just don't work out for me. So I don't know what to do. But anyway. I'm 29. I always wanted to say the 29 that Schmidt says on You Girl.
29!
But yeah, I'm 29. It's a weird number, like it's a year before 30. But anyway, I'm just gonna believe that things are gonna go well. Things are gonna go well for you as well. We're gonna have a great year. And we're gonna be happy, and we're gonna try our best. And our best is enough. No matter if it's just waking up in the morning, that is enough. You are enough. And if no one told you that, I am telling you. I am enough as well. I don't always believe it. I don't always believe that I'm worth it. But yeah. We are who we are, and if we're happy with that, we shouldn't change for anybody. If we're not happy with that, we should change for ourselves only and see how we can be better, because that's what life is about, to be better and to strive for what we believe and for what we want and who we want to become. So, yeah, thank you for watching, if you watched, thank you for listening, if you listened, This is my podcast. This is where I share some thoughts, some things that happened to me, and I hope you listened or something. I don't know. No one tells me anything about the podcast, but I see the place getting higher each month, like each day. And a lot of people from the U.S. are listening to my podcast. Like, the United States is the 40% of the people that listen. Which is a little interesting, because the state that listens the most is California. And the city, I don't know how to say, I don't know how you divide your states, districts, or whatever, but the place that in California that is most listened to my podcast is Glendale. And I only know one person from there. But anyway, maybe it's not. I'm gonna suppose it's not, because that would be very weird. But anyway, thank you for watching. Wherever you're from, wherever you are, I support you. And I thank you for listening to me, even though you're not telling me that you listen or talking to me. Thank you for being there, and I will talk to you next time. So, yeah. Goodbye.